All through your life, you have no doubt made great efforts to obtain things you wanted. Think of your academic career, for instance. You probably still have memories of many exams you sat. The most important of these are university entrance exams. Most young people describe university entrance exams as turning points in their lives. They think that an exam lasting just a few hours will shape their whole futures. They therefore spend years working, going without sleep, giving up a whole range of social activities, and devote themselves solely to their studies. Their only aim is to get into the university of their choice. They demonstrate great patience and determination in order to do so. A person whose greatest ambition in life is to own a nice house, on the other hand, first needs to possess the necessary financial resources to acquire it. Such people work day and night to find a good job and improve their means, for which reason they make great efforts to earn as much as possible. Only after long years of work and sacrifice can that person buy the house that he has set his heart on. As well as these, if a person also has ambitions such as obtaining wealth, the esteem of society, fame, and a specific career, then he needs to work hard for them and be prepared to endure certain difficulties. Yet these examples you are watching are restricted to the transitory benefits that can be acquired in the life of this world. And all these benefits disappear with death, or can suddenly be taken away while one is still alive. For instance, a young person who has spent the years doing nothing but working in order to pass his exams can lose his life in an accident without even having taken those exams. Or the house that someone bought after years of hard work can burn down, destroying all that effort and hard work. All the things that people want to lay their hands on in the life of this world are transitory. Yet, alongside these, there is also a real life of endless beauty and infinite blessings. That is the life in the hereafter that comes after we die. The life of this world is merely a temporary testing place in which people are tried before they reach the infinite hereafter. God has created people for a purpose, one which He has revealed in the Quran. I only created jinn and man to worship me. Stretching away in front of man, who was created solely to worship God, is a short lifespan of some 60 to 70 years. And that life flows constantly like sand in an egg timer. People live in a constant countdown to the hereafter. Time inevitably destroys everyone and everything. And those who devote themselves to this temporary world will suffer a terrible loss. That is because the life of this world is terribly short compared to that of the hereafter. This fact is revealed in a verse. The life of the world compared to the hereafter is only fleeting enjoyment. It is very clear that the purpose behind the creation of man, a being who possesses reason, conscience, and common sense, is not to acquire temporary benefits in the short life of this world. Man is tested, and the aim behind is for him to win the beauty of endless life in the hereafter. Man is tested by good and evil. A person may encounter all kinds of trouble in this world. Moments of trouble and difficulty can occur when least expected. For instance, a rich man can grow poor. He may encounter failure in an area in which he had always previously succeeded. He may lose a loved one, or fall ill, or be crippled. Yet all these things are meant to test him. The important thing is for people to live by the morality of the Quran in these moments of difficulty, to call on God at all times, to give thanks for his situation, and realize that there is good and beauty in them. On the other hand, another person may live in wealth and plenty and enjoy many blessings. In that case, too, he needs to display the kind of morality that God will find pleasing, turn to God in all his actions, and take great care to obey his commands and advice. That is because abundance can make someone caught up in the transitory joys of this world and forget about the hereafter. Yet a person who has faith is never ungrateful to God, no matter what blessings he may enjoy. The Quran describes the tests that believers may face in this world and the kind of attitude they should adopt in the face of them. We will test you with a certain amount of fear and hunger and loss of wealth and life and fruits. But give good news to the steadfast, those who, when disaster strikes them, say, "We belong to God, and to Him we will return." Those are the people who will have blessings and mercy from their Lord. They are the ones who are guided. There are many beauties and attractions in this world that can influence or distract people. Those who ignore the existence of the hereafter get caught up from the day they are born in a terrible passion to acquire these things, which appear so attractive to them. God speaks of these attractions in the Quran. To mankind, the love of worldly appetites is painted in glowing colors. Women and children, and heaped up mounds of gold and silver, and horses with fine markings, and livestock in fertile farmlands. All that is merely the enjoyment of the life of the world. The best homecoming is in the presence of God. People's passions for this world can take different forms. Yet actually securing these desires gains them nothing on its own, because the life of this world is brief and transitory. The truth about the life of this world to which people are so passionately attached is described with an analogy in Surah 18 of the Quran. Make a metaphor for them of the life of the world. It is like water which we send down from the sky, and the plants of the earth combine with it, but then become dry chaff scattered by the wind. God has absolute power over everything. Wealth and sons are the embellishment of the life of the world. But, in your Lord's sight, right actions which are lasting bring a better reward and are a better basis for hope. All kinds of ornaments in this world, wealth, beauty, houses, jewels, position, fame, and career are nothing but short-term distractions and brief joys. All will inevitably fade away with time. Yet a great majority of people fail to realize that these are all temporary, and on the contrary, spend all their time on them. Some constantly try to acquire belongings, others aim at esteem, and others at being successful in their jobs. Most people are so passionately attached to these things that they completely forget the everlasting life in the hereafter, which they will encounter after death. They regard death as nothingness, and thus never spare a thought to preparing for it. Muslims, however, greet the idea of leaving this world at death with joy and excitement. They hope to reap the rewards for their good deeds in this world from God in the everlasting life in the hereafter. They live in the joy and excitement of hoping to reach the everlasting beauty and joy of heaven. God has given them the great good news of His rewards. This is revealed in the Quran in these words. God has bought from the believers their selves and their wealth in return for paradise. Rejoice then in the bargain you have made. That is the great victory. There is an important secret hidden in the atmosphere of trial that makes up this world. Those believers who are aware of it treat the difficulties they encounter with great eagerness, joy, and patience. At the heart of this secret lies the fact of fate. A Muslim knows that God has created everything with its own destiny, and that whatever happens to him does so by the will of God. This is how the Quran states that fact. The keys of the unseen are in His possession. No one knows them but Him. He knows everything in the land and sea. No leaf falls without His knowing it. There is no seed in the darkness of the earth, and nothing moist or dry which is not in a clear book. Man is a being who can be regarded as living dependent on time and looking at events only from the present moment. Yet the future is closed to him. He is not always able to see the long-term wisdom, beauty, and benefits in the events he encounters. Yet God, who created time, sees and knows the lives of all time-dependent beings from outside time. What we are now dealing with is the fact of fate. Fate means God knowing every single event in the past and future in a single moment. In other words, events the end results of which are unknown are only actually unknown to us. God is fully aware of all the things we are not, together with their pasts and futures. For this reason, the beginning and end of the test people are subjected to in this world are already clear. The past, present, and future are all one in the sight of God. They are all over and done with. We, however, only learn of these events by experiencing them when the time comes. This knowledge of fate is truly great knowledge, and something of which those who deny God are unaware. It is knowledge by means of which Muslims display great patience in the face of difficulties and tests in this world. They live in the peace and security of knowing that everything that happens to them is destined. As is revealed in the Quran. No misfortune occurs except by God's permission. Whoever believes in God, He will guide his heart. God has knowledge of all things. No matter what terrible difficulties and problems a person may face, the fact is that these are only temporary. For instance, someone may be accused of a crime of which he is innocent and be treated unjustly. Yet, there will inevitably come a time when the truth will out. Even if the mistreatment of the victim does not come to an end in this world, those who inflicted it on him will certainly get their recompense on the Day of Judgment. In the same way, a person who suffers an injustice can expect a great reward for his patience. Furthermore, in the Quran, God has revealed that He will create an ease with every difficulty. For truly with hardship comes ease. Truly with hardship comes ease. The believer trusts in God's infinite justice, expects easier times to follow difficult ones, and never falls into despair on account of the situation he is facing. He never forgets that the difficulties he faces will be repaid in a pleasing way, both in this world and the next. As for the way things will turn out, he is aware that he has no means of intervening, preventing, or stopping events. The difficulties he faces are all a means whereby he can educate himself, deepen his faith, improve his moral values, and raise his standing in paradise. We must not forget that this is a state of mind that only those who sincerely believe in God and submit to destiny can experience. Because of their refusal to submit to destiny in the face of events, those who live far removed from religion become caught up in despair, fear, and tension, and believe that there is no way out. Since they have no hopes and expectations regarding the hereafter, they spend their lives in a state of unease and anxiety. One verse describes the position such people find themselves in. When God desires to guide someone, he expands his breast to Islam. When he desires to misguide someone, he makes his breast narrow and constricted, as if he were climbing up into the sky. That is how God defiles those who do not believe. This troubled state described by the Quran is self-inflicted and stems from the fact that such people refuse to submit to the destiny created by God. The fact that the fate of man is in the hands of God, who is infinitely wise and powerful and who rules everything, is actually a great blessing for a believer. People with little or no faith, however, are unaware of the value of that blessing. That is why they refuse to resign themselves to fate and thus condemn themselves to difficulties all through their lives. In fact, this situation is one of the punishments in this world for refusing to place oneself in the hands of God. It is revealed in one verse that God does not wrong people in any way. Rather, it is people who wrong themselves. At this very moment, everyone in the world is racing towards death. Death is the same distance away from the very youngest person as the very oldest, since nobody knows who will die when or how. A young person walking in the street is no further from death than an old person waiting to die in his bed. Maybe that young person will have an accident in the next few minutes while crossing the road, thus putting an end to his life in this world. In short, we are all close to death. This proximity to death shows us how unimportant this world really is. Man's duty during the short time given to him in this world is to do his best to earn the hereafter. As the great Islamic scholar Bediüzzaman Said Nursi put it, for believers the world is a moving stall, a market standing on the road for only a short time. In other words, a person can do profitable business here and enjoy in the hereafter the everlasting rewards he has earned in this world. What sensible people need to do is to listen to the voice of their consciences and never forget that God is testing them. God has sent down the Quran as guide in the life of this world, and His messengers and sincere believers as role models. No matter what troubles he may encounter, a person who turns to God with a sincere heart will eventually find ease and have success. In other words, one of the greatest secrets in this world of trial is that believers inevitably prevail in the end. From now on, the only thing a believer needs to do is to follow his destiny and take the superior morality revealed in the verses as a model. The situation of those who are faithful to God no matter what, and look to the hereafter with patience and determination, is revealed in the Quran in these words. Many a prophet has been killed when there were many thousands with him. They did not give up in the face of what assailed them in the way of God, nor did they weaken, nor did they yield. God loves the steadfast. All they said was, "Our Lord, forgive us our wrong actions and any excesses we went to, in what we did, and make our feet firm and help us against these unbelieving people." So God gave them the reward of this world and the best reward of the hereafter. God loves good doers.